Good morning. My name is Jackie, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the China Ceramics Fourth Quarter and Fiscal Year-End 2014 Earnings Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. I would now like to turn the call over to David Rudnick to begin.
Thank you, Jackie. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening to those of you who are joining us from China. Welcome to China Ceramics' Fourth Quarter and Fiscal Year End 2014 Earnings Conference Call. With us today are China Ceramics' Chairman Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Zhangdong Wang, and its Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Hen. Before I turn the call over to Mr. Wang, I remind our listeners that during this call, management's prepared remarks contain forward-looking statements which are subject to risks and uncertainties, and management may make additional forward-looking statements in response to your questions. Therefore, the company claims protection of the safe harbor for forward-looking statements as contained in the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual results may differ from those discussed today. We refer you to more detailed discussion of the risks and uncertainties in the company's filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. In addition, any projections as to the company's future performance represent management's estimates as of today, April 14, 2015. China Ceramics assumes no obligation to update these projections in the future as market conditions change. And now it's my pleasure to turn the call over to China Ceramics Chairman Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Zhangdong Wang, and China Ceramics Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Hen. Precept Investor Relations Sophie Wang will be translating for Mr. Huang. Mr. Huang, you may proceed.
谢谢大卫，我代表公司欢迎大家参加我们2014年第四季度和年度财报电话会议。
Thank you, David. On behalf of the company, I would like to welcome everyone to our fourth quarter and fiscal year end 2014 earnings conference call.
由于凭借销售价格和销售量有所上升， 我们很高兴向大家汇报2014年第四季度良好的销售成绩。第四季度的平均销售价格增长9%，主要归功于我们强劲的市场经营和乐有改善的经济环境。
We are pleased to report sound financial results for the fourth quarter of 2014, with a 9% increase in revenue and positive net earnings, driven by an increase in our average selling price coupled with modestly higher sales volume. The fourth quarter saw nearly a 9% increase in our average selling price attributable to our strong marketing efforts in a moderately improved macroeconomic environment.
我公司拥有设备每年可生产7200万平方米的瓷砖，为避免产生不必要的开支，我们在第四季度利用那其中2800万平方米的设备。随着商业环境的改善，我们将会利用更多的生产设备。
During the fourth quarter, so as not to incur unnecessary costs, we utilize production facilities capable of producing 28 million square meters of ceramic tiles per year, out of a total annual production capacity of 72 million square meters. We will bring additional capacity online as the business environment improves.
与2013年相比，我们在2014年的收益增长了11%。 毛利率增长了93%，靠其原生产损失前的经营利润也获得稳定增长。我们在2014年对政府的监管要求做出的快速反应，将公司恒达工厂的燃料来源从煤改气天然气，同时为了保持竞争力，我们对新产品进行了大量的 广告宣传。另外，公司高利润的抛釉砖的销售量在2014年翻倍增长。 针对产品可以根据顾客需要进行生产，并同时满足功能项的忠实性。我们相信市场对这类产品的需求将会持续增长。我们对市场的快速适应能力使公司能够把握商机，这是我们保持市场竞争力的关键因素。
For the full year 2014, we generated an 11% increase in revenue, a 93% increase in our gross profit, and solid operating profit before deductions for realized and unrealized derivative losses as compared to fiscal year 2013. In addition, in 2014, we responded quickly to regulatory requirements by changing our fuel sourcing to natural gas from coal in our Hongdak plant. And we increase our advertising to promote newly developed products to retain our competitive edge. We also saw more than a doubling in the sales of our high-margin polished glazed ceramic tiles in 2014. We believe the demand for this series of ceramic tiles, which can be manufactured according to customer specifications and are used for both functional and decorative uses inside homes, will continue to increase. We believe that our ability to adapt to market conditions while capitalizing upon market opportunities is a key competitive advantage.
展望2015年，我们相信经营环境会较去年的有所改善，公司业务所在的经济基本面也会比较稳定。在我们看来，市场化进程在中国将长期存在，会继续极大的促进经济增长和繁荣。房地产和建筑业依然是中国经济的重要组成部分，作为国内一流的瓷砖制造商，我们会继续对资产设备和公司生意进行良好利用，最好应对商业周期效应的和毒化状况的准备，更好地把握中国经济增长和建设所带来的机会。接下来，我想请财务总监谢万先生来详细介绍公司的业绩。谢谢。
Looking ahead to 2015, we believe that the operating environment will improve modestly as compared to last year, and that the macroeconomic fundamentals underlying our business are sustainable.In our view, urbanization is a long-term phenomenon in China that continues to be vital to economic growth and prosperity, and the real estate and construction sectors continue to be very important growth sectors of Chinese economy. While we are prepared for occasional sector cyclicality, we believe that our well-capitalized balance sheet, modernized facilities, and reputation as a best-in-class ceramic tile producerenables us to weather occasionally disruptive business conditions and capitalize upon the opportunities presented by China's growth and development. With that, I would like to turn over the call to the company's Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Hen, who will discuss the company's earnings results in more detail. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Huang. I will now move on to a more detailed discussion.Of our financial results for the fourth quarter of 2014 and our fiscal year end December 31st, 2014. Our revenue for the fourth quarter end December 31st, 2014 was RMB 240.1 million or US$38.7 million, an increase of 9% from the fourth quarter of 2013. The year-over-year increase in revenue was primarily due to an 8.7% increase in our average sales price to RMB 31.1 from RMB 28.6 in the year-ago quarter. Gross profit for the fourth quarter of 2014 was RMB 29.1 million or US$4.7 million as compared to a gross loss of RMB 6.5 million in the fourth quarter of 2013.The year-over-year increase in gross profit was driven by the 8.7% increase in ASP as we raised the selling price on all of our products beginning on July 1st, 2014. The gross profit margin was 12.1% for the fourth quarter end December 31st, 2014, compared to a negative gross profit margin of 2.9% for the fourth quarter of 2013. Profits from operations before taxes for the fourth quarter of 2014 was RMB 10.1 million, or US$1.6 million, as compared to a loss from operations before taxation of RMB 13 million in the fourth quarter of 2013. The year-over-year increase was primarily the result of the increase in average selling price of our products and the decrease in our inventory provision by RMB 22.6 million. Net profit for the fourth quarter of 2014 was RMB 4.8 million, or US$0.8 million, as compared to a net loss of RMB 10.6 million for the comparable period of 2013. Earnings per fully diluted share were RMB 0.23, or US$0.04, for the fourth quarter of 2014, as compared to losses per fully diluted share of RMB 0.52 for the fourth quarter of 2013. For the full year ends December 31st, 2014, revenue was RMB 1,037.7 million, or US$167.2 million, an increase of 11.2% as compared to the 12 months result end December 31st, 2013. Gross profits was RMB 104.4 million, or US$16.8 million, up 93% from fiscal year 2013. Gross margin for the full year 2014 was 10.1% compared to 5.8% for the full year 2013. The realized and unrealized fair value loss on derivative financial instruments was RMB 59.5 million, or US$9.6 million for fiscal 2014, compared to a realized and unrealized fair value gain of RMB 3.3 million for fiscal 2013. Our net loss for the year end December 31st, 2014 was RMB 30.4 million, or US$4.9 million, compared to a net loss of RMB 2 million for the 12 months end 2013. The loss per fully diluted share for the full year 2014 was RMB 1.49, or US$0.24, as compared to a loss per fully diluted share of RMB 0.1 for the full year 2013. Turning to our balance sheet, as of December 31st, 2014, we had the cash and bank balances of RMB 61.2 million, or US$9.9 million, compared to RMB 28.8 million, or US$4.7 million, as of December 31st, 2013. The increase in cash and bank balances was primarily the result of cash generated from the operating activities of RMB 22.7 million. As of the end fiscal 2014, our debt consisted of short-term bank borrowings, which were RMB 84.7 million, or US$13.7 million, as compared to debt of RMB 99.7 million, or US$16.3 million, as of year-end fiscal 2013. The decrease in debt was primarily due to the net repayment of short-term bank borrowings of RMB 15 million during the year 2014. As of December 31st, 2014, inventory turn was 125 days compared to 124 days as of December 31st, 2013. Trade receivables turnover was 156 days compared with 158 days in the year-ago period. The company typically offered a credit period of 90 days to our customers and had extended the credit period to 150 days to address the funding pressures among some distributors attributable to the challenging market conditions in China's real estate industry since the second quarter of 2012. We also extended the credit period to 120 days to other customers as of December 31st, 2014. In terms of our plant capacity and CapEx, for the fourth quarter of 2014, we utilized plant capacity capable of producing 20 million square meters of ceramic tiles annually out of a total annual production capacity of 72 million square meters. This represents a decrease of plant capacity that was utilized in the fourth quarter of 2013, when we utilized plant capacity capable of producing 34 million square meters of ceramic tiles annually. We reviewed the level of capital expenditures throughout the year and make adjustments subject to market conditions. Although business conditions are subject to change, we anticipate a modest level of capital expenditure for 2015, other than those associated with minimal upgrades, small repairs, and the maintenance of equipment. And now, moving on to our business outlook. In the fourth quarter of 2014, the 8.7% increase of the average selling price of our ceramics as compared to the year-ago quarter drove the quarter's revenue, which we review as reflective of our sound market positioning. It is our view that modestly improved macroeconomic conditions have emerged subsequent to the sector downturn in our sector that occurred in late 2012. After having to institute price cuts in late 2012 and early 2013, in order to maintain market share, we steadily increased our average selling price over the last 8 quarters. Consequently, the average selling price of our ceramic tiles has increased to 27.5% to RMB 31.1 per square meter as of the fourth quarter of 2014, from the first quarter of 2013, which reflects a recovery in our product pricing. In terms of the next quarter, we have lower sales between the month of January and March due to the effects of cold weather and the PRC Spring Festival. Our backlog was RMB 137 million or US dollar 22.1 million as of December 31st, 2014, which represents approximately the next 2 months of revenue. This compares to a backlog of approximately RMB 136.6 million, a year-over-year increase of 0.3%. Looking ahead in 2015, we expect improving market conditions as the year progresses. In order to address the challenging market environment, the Chinese government has taken various actions to stimulate real estate development and home purchases. This included the repeated lowering interest rate by the central bank, including a recent rate cut in the late February 2015, and the relaxed reserve requirements for small banks to increase lending. We believe that this action could positively impact our business, since it could help real estate developers begin new projects by lowering their cost of borrowing, as well as improve mortgage terms for borrowers, which would make home purchase more affordable. Regulatory easing has also included a loosening of home purchase restrictions in second and third tier cities, intended to moderate pricing and increase demand. This could be of direct benefit to the company since our marketing strategy continues to focus on real estate projects in second and third tier cities. We believe the continued urbanization trend and the importance of real estate and its associated sector to the China's economic growth could augur further government policies which would be supportive for our business. In addition, competitive pressures over the last year has led to a contraction in our building material sector as some smaller, less well-capitalized firms who lack our advanced manufacturing capability and wide product platform have left our sector. Additional exits appear likely as government mandates to convert to cleaner but more expensive fuel source to lower carbon emission. We also pressure smaller competitors. We expect there to be a consolidation trend among the larger property developers in the year ahead. This would benefit larger ceramics producers, such as China Ceramics, who can service this large enterprise, which could enable us to increase our market share in the period ahead. We believe that our strong balance sheet, healthy inventory levels, comprehensive product line, and ability to implement operating efficiency due to our modern plant equipment are competitive advantage that differentiates us from our competitors. Our goal is to market more aggressively in the period ahead and generate higher sales volume consistent with the improving market conditions that could lead to stronger market positioning and continue sound operating results. And finally, in terms of the class action complaint, there were filed against us. The late filing of the company's annual report on Form 20F for fiscal year 2013 caused the company's stock to be caught by NASDAQ for the period from May 1st, 2014 to August 6th, 2014. This occurred due to questions raised by our previous auditors, which have since been addressed and are detailed in our 2013 annual report. Following the trading halt, several class action complaints were filed against us and certain individuals associated with the company. Subsequent to the close of the fourth quarter, on February 6, 2015, the company and the individual defendant reached an agreement in principle to settle all the outstanding litigation against the company and all defendants in consideration for the payment by the company of $850,000, consisting of a combination of cash and company's common stock. The settlement is subject to the execution of mutually acceptable settlement agreement and the approval of the settlement by the court. A charge for the settlement amount is included as an expense item in our fiscal year end 2014 financial statements. At this point, we would like to open up the call to any questions pertaining to our fourth quarter and fiscal year end 2014 financials and operating performance. Operator.
Thank you. At this time, I would like to remind everyone, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from the line of Howard Finker with Finker & Company.
Hello, everybody. I have a few questions, if I may, Edmund. I noticed in the fourth quarter your book tax rate was 50%. typically, isn't it 25% in China?
Yes, typically it's 25% in China.
How much is your net operating loss carry forward, and can you use it in China? Approximately in renminbi or dollars?
It depends. We in China, we can carry forward the operating loss during the fiscal year.
And how
for
much
the
is
details,
it?
I think I can have a call with you in separate calls.
Okay.
I'll get the information for you.
Yeah, that'll improve your cash flow. It's not going to change your reported profits as we examine them. Also, in the annual income statement, you have the realized and unrealized fair value gain or loss on derivatives of $9.6 million. I think you and I discussed that, but I want to refresh myself. Is that the markdown of assets because your stock price was too low? Is that the accounting explanation for it?
No, this is not the way. Actually, this is the derivative financial instrument we have engaged during the 2013-2014. And this is the market value which we realized in our profit and loss account.
But I thought that was reversed.
All these actual losses has taken up by Mr. Huang personally, but in accounting, in accounting wise, we still need to record in our books for the losses.
At some point, will it be reversed if Mr. Huang absorbed the $9.6 million?
He took up all these losses in. On the date of novation agreement have signed, which was July 31st, 2014. So we still need to record certain part of these losses. And in accounting, in terms of accounting, we still need to recognize the loss in the market value during this period.
But he took that $9.6 million loss personally, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Is there any point, it's hard to believe that he takes it and the company takes it in accounting. Is there any point at which this is reversed for accounting? I'm confused.
Because the Mr. Huang has signed the agreement in July 31st. So, in terms of accounting, the company still need to record such losses, but all the cash, actual cash losses for the company has taken up by Mr. Huang personally.
So does that mean that China Ceramics actually did lose $10 million?
No, did not.
Did not?
Yeah, all these losses was taken up by Mr. Huang.
Okay, so if they were picked up by Mr. Huang, and picked up by the company, I don't understand why they have to be picked up in both places.
Maybe I can call with you.
Okay.
Another call to
okay.
explain further.
Okay. And I had, two more questions. One, if the requirements for more natural gas, more expensive natural gas, are increased from Beijing, and your costs go up, will that probably lead to a price increase for you too?
This really depends on the market environment, whether we can have the ability to increase the pricing. But we need to take up this natural gas cost anyway, because now today, all this matter need to have a environmentally friendly matter for the production.
Okay, and the final question is, do you know when you'll release your first quarter's earnings? It's already past the end of the first quarter.
As soon as we can. And once we file the annual report, we will work hard on the first quarter earnings.
So maybe a month from now, something like that?
We hope so. Yeah.
You're not sure. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of James Kahn with Oppenheimer.
Gentlemen, congratulations on a very good quarter and a very good year. I want to follow up on the question asked by Howard Flinker, but first let me go in a different direction. Am I correct that your prices are now higher than they were before? You were able to raise prices as a result of your competitors, many of your competitors going out of business?
You are quite. You are quite right. A lot of our competitors has been going out for the business, and in the past quarter, we have increased a bit for our average selling price.
So I want to congratulate you on being conservative enough to weather the very difficult real estate downturn in China, which most Americans don't understand because most Americans think that the real estate downturn happened between 2006 and 2009, which was where it happened in the U.S. But in China, you had a very large real estate downturn more recently, about 2012 and 13. Am I right about that?
You are correct. We faced a very difficult time in 2012 and 13, and now we are still facing a very hard time. And we still do not have a very optimistic on the near future on the housing price, but we still keep our eyes on that and keeping the conservative to do our business.
You say you're still seeing difficulties. What are the factors that are causing those difficulties, and what might make things better?
We found for the past few years, the country has built a lot of resident housing for the whole China. And the construction, now the rate of for the construction is still not very high in this time. So we are still being conservative and prepare for the worst and doing our best for the market at this moment.
Well, that is prudent. So I'm glad of that. I also appreciate your prudence and insight to be building that plant in Hangzhou, I think it was, right before Fujian changed the rules and required coal-fired plants to go to natural gas, because that positioned you much better than your competitors also. By the way, do you have any decisions about what to do with the dividend? Will it increase, decrease, stay the same, or do you not know?
It's very difficult to say right now. Our board of directors will meet up soon and discuss on the matter very soon. So it is very difficult for me to say anything at this moment.
Okay. So getting back to the derivative transaction, first I want to say that Americans value highly someone who was man enough to admit his mistake. And I think that your management did a much better job at that than any Americans I've ever seen in admitting and making good their mistakes. So I applaud you for that. But like Mr. Flinker, I'm a little confused because When you say that, he signed an agreement on July 31st, 2014, Mr. Huang, does that mean that he actually paid the cash to the company, or did he just agree to pay the cash?
He did not. What the agreement said is actually it was in the filing of 2013 annual report, and he took up all these cash losses from the agreement by himself.
He took them out. Well, how did he take them out? Did he actually take his own cash and give it to the company?
Because since the agreement has lost, the company did not pay anything to the bank. And from that point, Mr. Huang pay on behalf of the company to the bank directly.
Okay, so Mr. Flinker's question was, if you still, for an accounting purposes, took it as a loss on the company level in 2014, when do you take as a gain the cash that he paid to make good on the loss? There should be an offset. In other words, had he done nothing, you also would have taken it for a loss. He did do something. When will the accounting statements reflect that fact?
This is a quite complicated accounting entry. Maybe I can have more detail to you on a separate call for this matter.
I would be glad to hear that, and then I'm hoping that all the other shareholders could hear about it as well. Basically, you are no longer doing any derivative transactions. Is that correct?
Correct. We do not have any derivative transaction.
Okay.
After this.
So from the beginning to the end, in the beginning you made some money on the derivative transactions. From the beginning to the end, what was the total gain or loss on all of the derivative transactions?
From the beginning of the to the end, that was about a few million, 5 or 6 million of the loss for this derivative transactions.
Is that in dollars or renminbi?
In dollar.
Okay, 5 or 6 million in loss total. And does that include the offset, if I'm correct in characterizing it as an offset, from what Mr. Huang did to take the derivative transaction to himself, or does it not include that offset? I mean, when you say 5 or 6 million, are you saying even after the adjustment made by Mr. Huang to end any liability of the company?
No, that is not. This is all goes to Mr. Huang personally.
The 5 or 6 million loss will go to him personally.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, so then we should see it on the balance sheet sometime coming off the balance sheet. If it's on the balance sheet now as a loss and it's going to him personally, then at some point it should come off the balance sheet. Isn't that correct?
For the detailed transaction, I mean the accounting entries, I can go through with you in a separate call.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Anyway, so congratulations on getting through a very difficult time. And I realize that it's not smooth sailing from here, but you guys are doing a great job, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
At this time, we have no further questions. I'd like to turn the floor back over to David Rudnick for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you, Jackie. On behalf of the entire China Ceramics management team, we want to thank all of you for your interest and participation on this call. This concludes China Ceramics' fourth quarter and fiscal year-end 2014 earnings conference call. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.